welcome to the Sean Morgan Report. I'm your host, Sean Morgan, and we're here every Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern on AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. Today, we have a great show for you. We're going to be talking about how the U.S. and China are really facing off about this whole topic of who's to blame for COVID-19. And I can't wait to see how this plays out. And we're also going to be talking about this escalations going on with Iran. I mean, just yesterday, we had three coincidences that happened to destroy Iranian capabilities. And just today, looks like Iran's going to try to cross the Atlantic with a warship. So we're going to talk all about this and more in today's show. Now let's just take a look at our sponsor, SovereignAdvisors.net, and we'll come back right after that. Gold is near all-time highs. Has it reached its peak? Did you miss the boat? No, I don't think so. The exploding debt, change in the interest rate cycle, political and economic turmoil have caused the current move in gold. And those things are getting worse. In fact, Citibank projected gold to hit $3,000 an ounce over the next 12 to 18 months. I encourage you to protect and grow your investment portfolio with gold. I trust Dr. Kirk Elliott with Sovereign Advisors. With over 25 years of experience and two PhDs, Kirk Elliott is the best of the best in the industry. Call his office at 720-605-3900 and tell him Sean Morgan sent you, or just click on the link in the description to get that free consultation. All right, we're going to talk all about this escalation with the U.S. and China. It's really interesting because, you know, people say that Joe Biden is beholden to China. They say his nickname is Beijing Biden. And we know that his son was doing deals with China. The Chinese operatives gave him billions of dollars to manage. And of course, he got to rake in millions in fees from that. And just in general, Biden has been going in lockstep with his policies and his rhetoric with Beijing. And I see something changing. I see something that makes me think maybe Biden isn't really calling the shots. Let's take a look on the screen about how Biden is following the Trump legacy, and he is banning defense firms and tech firms that are Chinese from operating in the United States because of the dangers of Chinese state surveillance. So if he was really Beijing Biden and he was really the one in control, and we know that the Chinese government has dirt on him and his family, he wouldn't do this. There's no way that he would do this if he was the one in charge. So I'm suggesting that perhaps he's not the one in charge. Maybe that we are the new puppet masters. We, as in the white hats, the good guys, the U.S. military, Trump and team. It's just a guess. I mean, I'm just trying to make sense of this headline. If Biden was really beholden to China, there's no way he would do this. And let's remember that he's doing other things that don't make sense. You know, he's finishing up the Trump border wall. I mean, that just makes no sense whatsoever unless you see it through that lens that the white hat puppet masters are making Biden do and say everything that he's doing, which is a distinct possibility. Let's take a look at what China's saying. They're saying that their citizens need to prepare for nuclear war with the United States. Just because Biden asked for a probe, you know, an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's a really weird reaction, isn't it? You know, I mean, don't you think it's just logical for any country to call for an investigation into the origin of the most crazy pandemic we've had in, decades? So China's really showing their hand here, right? I mean, if they were really trying to be innocent and trying to claim innocence, they would just say, sure, come on in, do some investigation. We've got investigators too. We'll fully cooperate. We want to get to the bottom of this, right? I mean, they're really showing their guilt here, that they're not willing to let any independent investigators into the country. And that anytime someone says, hey, let's investigate, they say, oh, we're gonna nuke you. So China's on the defense here. And I really don't think it's going to escalate to war. I think that that's just saber rattling. But so we have to keep our eye on this situation. The next thing that China does is they officially say today that the United States and Japan are running a secret biowarfare program. So let's take a look at that on the screen. It's a tweet. And it's just a tweet that shows a screenshot of a video from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that's been translated. So don't you think that's interesting that China's trying to go on the offense now and blame the United States and Japan for biowarfare? And I wonder who's really going to take the fall here, because we all know that people like Fauci and Bill Gates and the American deep state are just as guilty as China. And so there are Americans and American programs that China can point to, and they would be correct and honest in doing that. But it's not going to be just Fauci or Bill Gates or the American institutions that take the fall for this. Trump said yesterday in an official statement that China owes the U.S. and the world $10 trillion for the death and destruction that they've caused. And so there's going to be a blame game here. And each side is going to try to leverage what they have against the other side. And China has a lot of dirt against the deep state, against the U.S. And Team Trump also has a lot of dirt on China and a lot of leverage against China. And let's face it, a lot of military capability that could end the entire CCP regime. So this is a face-off. This is right now, it's a diplomatic face-off. But with the type of rhetoric that China's doing, this is turning into a military face-off. And like I said, I do have some confidence that this is not going to escalate to kinetic warfare. But that's just from the Q intel drops, right? I mean, we can't fully trust those. Those are really not verifiable. They're just interesting intel sources that we can use to kind of go through thought experiments. And what the Q intel drops said is it's not going to turn violent. This is not going to turn into some kind of civil war, civil unrest, that the American military is going to take care of business. It's going to be swift. It's going to be quick. It's going to be mostly in Washington, D.C. And once it's cleaned up, everything's going to be all right. So that's one story. We can't put all of our faith in that story. But that would be the best case scenario, wouldn't it? It would be great if we could take care of this stolen election and take care of this situation with China by just saying, hey, here's a $10 trillion bill. By the way, you also owe us we owe you $10 trillion. So just knock it off our tab and we can call it even. That would be a best case scenario. We don't want to go to war with China. You know, we've got the United States as the superpower of the world economically, militaristically for a generation. And now China's creeping up economically, militaristically, technologically, and they're trying to replace us, replace that power structure with a Chinese power structure, perhaps try to replace the dollar as the reserve currency around the world. There's so many different plays here. And that's why China's done what they've done. That's why they did the COVID-19 operation. That's why they've infiltrated our political institutions so that they could try to replace that American power structure. But I just don't think it's going to work. We're too far ahead of them. This is the kind of thing that they're going to have to give up and try again later, because they just don't have what it takes right now. That's my analysis. It'd be interesting to see if Fauci takes the fall for this. Let's take a look at the next article, which shows that there are dating apps now that are being used as vaccine trackers. This is so definitely social engineering. You've got 50 million unmarried people who are being psychologically programmed to take a risky vaccine through social pressure. So check out that article from Revolver. I mean, every major dating app is on board here. We're talking about Tinder and OkCupid and all the rest. So we've got millions, 50 million people who are being subtly programmed to believe that a vaccination badge is some kind of virtue signal. And it's going to turn out to be the opposite. This is just like so many other things. This is going to blow up in the deep state's face that the people who took the vaccination are going to be the ones at risk. And the people who didn't take the vax are going to be the ones who are not at risk. And there are other things that are boomeranging back against the deep state. Let's take a look at the next article about how Vladimir Putin is bringing up a pretty good point. You know, Joe Biden's been accusing Vladimir Putin of suppressing his opposition in Russia. And Putin just turns around and does the same to Biden, says, hey, well, look at your opposition. On January 6th, they basically just trespassed and they're being put in solitary confinement. That's a form of torture. Look at what you're doing. And this article was really interesting because there was a quote. It said at least two police officers and one rioter died by suicide following the riot. And that was just a little clue left behind for people like us to research and analyze. And this reminds me of the episode yesterday that I was co-host on Making Sense of the Madness, and I talked about something called plausible deniability warfare. And this is where you can just say, I had nothing to do with this. You can't prove anything. You know, those people committed suicide. That's what the coroner says. That's the official story. But let's remember what happened to all of those police officers who saw the intelligence on the Anthony Weiner laptop in the NYPD. About 9 of the 12 people ended up dead, and most of those were officially called suicides. So anytime, and I mean any time at all, you see the word suicide in the news, you need to take a double take and consider the fact that maybe they were suicided. And, you know, the 2020 meme of the year was Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, because that was just a lie that the public wouldn't accept. The coincidence was just too eerie and too weird to take things at face value. So those police officers following the riot did not kill themselves. That's my analysis. I don't have any proof. And hey, they don't really have any good proof that those were suicides. Why on earth would two Capitol Police officers commit suicide right after that riot? That makes no sense. And by the way, it wasn't a riot. It was just a bunch of people trespassing. So that's my analysis for that section. But now I want to get into this whole thing that's going on with Iran. If you caught the Making Sense of the Madness show yesterday, where I was co-host, I talked about in my monologue this plausible deniability warfare. And I talked about a lot of examples, like the cyber attacks that are attacking American critical infrastructure, like the meat industry and the pipelines, and the SolarWinds hack that got into the government agencies and the Wall Street firms. But it's also these little accidents that keep happening to the Iranian military and the Iranian infrastructure. Just 2 days ago, we had two fighter jet pilots die in a technical accident in Iran. Iranian go up and had Navy to act. About it, you know, number two, United States and Saudi Arabia, the military capabilities and the intelligence capabilities of the opposition of Iran is so advanced that they can make these things seem like accidents. And there's so little proof. There's so little evidence for Iran to get their fingers on to prove it. They just have to let these headlines go as accidents. And so it's interesting that today, a couple days after these accidents, Iran is choosing to send its big warship around that horn of Africa and possibly crossing the Atlantic for the first time ever. The Iranian naval fleet has never crossed the Atlantic. And it's suspected that Venezuela bought some weapons from Iran and that they are delivering those weapons. And Joe Biden claims that if that is the case, they will stop that ship. So things are escalating. You know, this is a first for the Iranian military, and you never know how this could end up. So stay tuned. Check me out on Monday through Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Eastern on Making Sense of the Madness, right here on AMP. And you know, if you ever miss anything or the times change and you get confused, just join my email list at seanmorganreport.com. And I'm going to email you every single time that I go live, whether that's on my show on Fridays or whether it's on Making Sense of the Madness. And you can check out these videos. You don't have to watch the shows live. You can watch them in the library on AMP. So that's AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. Thank you to our sponsor, SovereignAdvisors.net. And we'll catch you back here Friday, same place, same time. Thank you, everyone.